Good afternoon. I'm Raylene Ramsey. This is your afternoon news fix for Friday, the 6th of October. It's likely Queenstown's Cryptosporidium gastro illness has been caused by human fecal contamination of the water supply. Confirmed cases of infection have risen to 62, with 18 probable cases and 24 under investigation. Te Whatu Ora says it's likely the outbreak started through water contamination at Lake Wakitupu. It's then been collected into the Tuma Water Treatment Plant's intake pipes before being distributed to businesses and homes. A boil water notice will remain in place as Queenstown Lakes District Council works to put in protozoa barriers at the plant. Queenstown Airport has been cleared of any bomb threat and reopened to the public. Hundreds of passengers and staff were evacuated from the terminal around 9 a.m. Scarlett Swatanovich reports.
The Defence Force Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team arrived this afternoon and say the item posed no threat. In a statement, the airport's telling people with a confirmed flight reservation they can now return. However, it says if you've been impacted and don't have a confirmed booking, to contact your airline.
And now the police cordon has been lifted. Passengers needing to collect baggage or vehicles can do so. Te Whatu Ora's pleased midwives have voted overwhelmingly to accept its final proposed pay equity settlement. It includes an additional lump sum of $15,000 for those employed during January 1 of 2020 through to April 3 this year. A graduate midwife's salary will now increase to more than $76,000. Senior midwives will earn between $106,000 and $153,000 a year. The salary rises will be backdated to April 4 last year. Labour leader Chris Hipkins isn't letting the most recent poll deter his efforts to get voters on his side. The Taxpayers Union Courier poll has National up slightly to 35.9%, with Labour gaining 1.4 points to sit on 27.9%. New Zealand First remains the kingmaker on 6.9%. Hipkins says there's enough voters on the fence who could change that.
And that's why we've got a very active ground campaign at the moment with a lot of door knocking, a lot of phoning, a lot of people being out and about on the streets to make sure that we turn out the vote, but that also that we persuade the currently undecided voters.
The Health Minister says Pharmax Board needs to make sure its chief executive doesn't make any more inappropriate comments about journalists. Comments were made about former Newstalk ZB host Rachel Smalley, an outspoken critic of the drug funding entity. Pharmax CEO Sarah Fitt agreed with a colleague who said Smalley is more an activist rather than a journalist, while another staff member described an interview she conducted as nauseating. Aisha Verrill says she's made her position to the board very clear.
Those are inappropriate comments and they need to make sure that they have an assurance that it will not happen again.
And in sport headlines, the plaudits are pouring in for the Black Caps following their 9-wicket Cricket World Cup opening romp over defending champions England and India. The All Blacks want improvements after finishing up pool play at the World Cup in France, booking their quarter-final place with a bonus point 73-0 win over Uruguay. And the Fords have been setting the pace at Mount Panorama ahead of Sunday's Bathurst 1000. I'm Raylene Ramsey, and that is your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update tomorrow morning from the Newstalk ZB newsroom.